Stop 13. Curators Honor Bedard and Marianne Templeton talk about the calf muzzle.
This is a homemade 19th century calf muzzle. It is a historic object used to wean a calf off its mother's milk. It would not be used today. Made of leather, it would have fitted the calf's head like a halter. It has a wide strap which would encircle the snout of a calf. It would have been kept in place by three narrower straps with three metal buckles, securing it behind the calf's ears and under its chin. It is displayed on a minimal brass mount which raises the leather straps into a position that suggests how it would sit on the calf's head. The muzzle would have allowed the calf to open its mouth wide enough to eat grass or solid food, but the 5-centimeter-long metal spikes or nails that protrude from the strap above the calf's snout would prevent it from suckling milk from its mother. The nails would cause her pain or discomfort, causing her to move away when the calf tried to feed from her. Historically, calf muzzles like this were used on smaller farms that didn't have the space to physically separate the cow and her calf. Most dairy farms today have enough space to physically separate the calf and mother. Some dairies keep the calf with its mother until it is old enough to wean naturally, which is often referred to as calf at foot. This process reduces the milk available to be sold by around 20%, but some farmers consider this an investment in the health of the future herd.
I remember when we first saw this object at the Museum of English Rural Life, who have loaned it to us for the exhibition. We visited their archive to look at the different calf muzzles or halters they have in their collection. It's a very confronting object. The scale of it, that it's quite small, makes it very obvious that it's made to fit the body of a young animal.
This object was homemade, most likely from reused materials. The nails, each ending in a sharp point, are rusty and some slightly bent. The leather straps are thick and heavy-looking and very stiff and brittle. Tiny cracks have formed as the material has dried out over time.
It was quite a difficult decision to include this because we realise it will be a distressing object for visitors to encounter. It's important to remember that this is a historic object, used in a very different era. We felt it was important to display it because it forces us to acknowledge the reality of milk production. If we want to drink dairy milk, then the separation of the calf from the mother and the taking of milk intended for the calf is an inescapable fact. I think there's an interesting discussion to be had here about the extent to which consumers are prepared to support different kinds of farming and also the level of consumer knowledge around the ways their food is produced. Some consumers may feel that they would prefer to drink cow's milk produced using the calf at foot method. The calf at foot method is also contentious because I think there is some debate about whether separating the calf from the mother when the calf is older can bring its own difficulties. Crucially though, milk produced using the calf at foot method is more expensive, so consumers need to be willing to pay a higher price for milk produced this way.
This last section of the exhibition, The Cost of Milk, focuses on questions around the many different types of value that are assigned to milk. It also thinks about the values that inform the choices we make as consumers. A central question in this section is, who has power in our food system, and at whose expense does this system operate? For a family living off the land on a smaller farmstead, milk would have been incredibly valuable. They would likely have been dependent on the milk their cows gave for their survival, for its nutritional value as food, or for the income it could generate if they sold it on. But it would also have been equally important for the farmer to keep the calf healthy and growing because of its value as part of the farm's future herd, or the income it would generate if it was sold. Milk is a highly valued substance in terms of its nutritional content, often talked about as a perfect food. It's valuable as a product, generating profit for producers in the dairy industry and for food retailers. But at the same time, milk is devalued in the sense that it's a food we expect to be cheap when we buy it at the supermarket. Even though the premise of our food system is that food needs to be cheap enough for everybody to be able to afford it, that system clearly isn't working because not everybody can afford food, even when it is cheap. And that cheapness comes at a cost for the animals, and sometimes the farmers, in the milk production system.